Thank you for calling OnSIP. For more information about OnSIP, press 1. If you are an existing customer, press 2. For billing, press 3. For dial by name directory, press 9. If you know the extent.
OnSIP, this is Mike. I can help you.
Hi, yes, Mike Oath. This is Suzanne Bowen.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Pretty good, and really happy that you were willing to give me some time today to find out about your company and kind of get people ready for IT Expo. Mike Oath is the CEO of Junction Networks, the creators of OnSIP, and the winner of a TNC 2011 Communications Solutions Product of the Year Award. I'm Suzanne Bowen with the DIDX and TNC podcast, and I thought of interviewing someone at OnSIP when I discovered that they were also co-sponsoring the IT Expo all-conference party. And guess who I've got with us? Mike Oath. I wanted to welcome you, Mike.
Great. Thank you, Suzanne. It's my pleasure.
I heard a few other things about you, too, like impressive things. You graduated from Harvard in 1991 with a degree in economics. And since then, you've become a real respected technology veteran. You've held several multiple senior-level positions throughout the industry, like in software, telecommunications, managed services, and the Internet. Mm-hmm. You've also served as the CTO of LivePerson Incorporated, which is on the NASDAQ. Mm-hmm. You've been featured in InfoWorld magazine, and you presented at public gatherings such as the CTO Forum. And that now you and your team promote OnSIP, a leading hosted communication service used by over 15,000 small and medium-sized businesses, and you're headquartered in Manhattan, and OnSIP is one of the sponsors, as we said, of the IT West 2012 All-Conference Party, along with CoreDial, DIDX, and so forth. So I just had to share some of those things about you because I've heard you're a pretty modest guy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about OnSIP. That's the main thing I keep hearing about.
Just at a high level, OnSIP is a hosted VoIP platform. We're a complete PBX replacement system. As you said, we have over 15,000 small, medium business customers today. We've experienced a huge amount of growth. Most of that growth, or a lot of that growth, has come through our reseller and VAR program. And that's why we're excited to sponsor the all-conference party and at the IT Expo to get more VARs and resellers to know about our service. We kind of feel like we're the best-kept secret in VoIP, especially with VARs and resellers. Every time we sign up a new VAR or reseller, like, oh, if I'd only known about you guys and your model before, I could have been closing all these deals for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. The big differentiator for us is that we do not charge per user, per phone, per extension. And for a lot of people, for a lot of verticals and a lot of VARs, that's a real game changer. So we're very excited to sponsor that party and meet more people and tell them about our story.
Yeah. And I think being a sponsor or, you know, putting out there in a conference or event something exciting and fun like a party, or I've always said I wish that we could have like a 1 or 2 mile fun run, you know. Everybody has to run and sweat a little bit together and laugh about it and brag about it, like, you know, big fishtails, you know. Like, what's it, CBET, they have one, and part of the run they actually go through the exhibition hall.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I've done a Disney half marathon. We get to run through the parks. It's a lot of fun.
I never did that one. I like to do half marathons, yeah. Plan to do the Miami Beach half marathon, which is either weekend before or the weekend after IT Expo East in Miami Beach next year.
Oh, fantastic.
So do you do those anymore?
Not in a while, mostly 5Ks. We're actually, OnSIP is sponsoring a 5K coming up in October. It's just a local to Philadelphia. But, I try to run and we sponsor a couple races here and there.
Okay. Wow, that's cool. I didn't know that. And so back to OnSIP, I was thinking what you said, that it's pretty encouraging to your VAR as far as when they realize that they're not going to be charged per user. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every time I interview most of the time when I interview people who take on channel partners of ours or whatever, mm-hmm. I always hear they charge per user. I didn't know that there's another way to do it. I'm going to be honest with you, you know. So,
yeah.
Like I said, it's pretty refreshing. I mean, how does your VAR program work in a nutshell?
Yeah. So we have two programs. We have a reseller program, which is basically a commission program. You have, as a reseller, you would have your customer sign up for our service. We would bill your customer, and for referring that customer to us, we would pay you a commission for the life of the customer. And it's around 10% of the recurring costs of the service. For our VAR program, it's sold more of on a volume discount kind of basis, where we give you a discount for purchasing volume licenses and minutes of our service, and then you turn around and bill your customer.
Okay.
And you bill them basically market rates, but you're buying the service at a volume discount, and so you get the margin in between.
Okay. Okay, so I was wondering how you're able to do this without charging per user.
Good question. Basically, the software is our software on top of a lot of available open source software. So it's nice. We don't have user licenses. Most of the other providers out there have purchased some other platform and then pay that platform on a per user basis. We don't have that restriction. So we have no per user license that we have to turn around and pay. So therefore, we can offer the service without a per user license attached to it. When you sign up for our service, you pay for the minutes that you use and you pay for the services that you use. But you pay that at a company-wide level. Our sweet spot is kind of the 50 to 100 seats. We work well from 5 to 25 and 50 to 100. We have many, many, many larger customers, school systems, library systems, large consulting shops. But when you have 200, 300, 500 seat customers, it usually means that they're spread out in a bunch of locations where any one location has 10, 15, 20 users. Like a large library system, you may have many, many branches, 15, 20 branches, 10, 20 people at each branch. So in total, you'll have a couple hundred users. And with the OnSIP hosted PBX, they're all on one PBX. They're all in one system. They can extension dial to each other, extension dial for free. And especially with the library, you don't have a lot of individual phones there in the library aren't making a lot of outbound calls. So there's no real charge for that phone. If that phone didn't do anything but make extension-to-extension calls, and extension-to-extension calls are free. If it didn't do anything but make extension-to-extension calls, basically that phone is free for you for that month. And that's where VARs that attack certain verticals, the education vertical, professionals, doctors, lawyers. Doctors have phones in exam rooms, very little usage. Lawyers, phones in conference rooms, very little usage. So VARs and resellers that attack those particular verticals were a complete home run. In general, across small, medium businesses, you're going to save money when you don't have to pay on a per phone basis, because it only takes one or two phones, and you know, one phone in a conference room without many minutes on it. Most other providers, you're paying $20, $30, $40 per month for that phone for, quote, unlimited minutes, but the phone doesn't have any minutes. So it only takes one or two of those phones for our service to not only be competitive, but to really blow those other providers out of the water.
Exactly.
And by using open source software, we have control of all the software. So if we need something, we need a change, we need a feature, we have control of everything. We can just implement that feature and roll it out to our customers and be able to be very nimble in the marketplace and roll out new features when and where we can.
Oh, yeah. And even worse are all of this, for example, educational institutions, libraries, and so forth, who are still paying for traditional phone service. I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of them out there. And so any that are listening, you could go from those exorbitant prices to being able to call from, you know, system to system, very little cost with a company like OnSIP.
Yeah, exactly. And when you think of schools, so libraries are a great example. Schools are a huge example. We have so many schools, school districts, colleges, where you have phones in classrooms. Those phones in classrooms have 0 minutes out to the public telephone network. Sure, they have a lot of minutes to the office, but that's basically an extension to extension call, and that's free. So we've had school systems where, you know, it's not like what they saved a penny on their long distance, or they saved 10% or 20%. We've had cases where they've dropped an entire zero off of their monthly phone bill. It's
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And see, we're in an age that was considered future trends a few years ago, you know. But
exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, speaking of trends, there are things that are going on that are really exciting, volatile, however you want to look at it, in social media, business, VoIP, machine to machine, mobile apps, devices, 4G LTE. I don't know what areas that you're really excited about, but the areas that you have opinions and ideas and experiences, and love to hear what you think about the trends that are happening now in the future.
Right. Yeah, a couple things. One, mobile applications. So we don't charge per user, per phone, per extension, as I said, but one of the advantages that gives you is we allow you to have then a phone anywhere. We want your phone system to be more like your email. You know, you log into your Gmail at work, you log into your Gmail at home. It's the same account, you're just logging in two different places. With OnSIP, your company PBX is the same way. So I have a phone here in my office. I have a phone in my home office. I have an app on my iPhone. I have an app on my iPad. I have a soft phone on my laptop. And with our latest release of our Unified Communications product, I now have a soft phone in my browser. So we want your company PBX to be as ubiquitous as email, where you now get your email on your smartphone, as well as your laptop, as well as your home computer. We want your phone system to be the same. So when I'm working from home, people don't have to, Mike's at home, let me call his home extension. No, it's just I'm calling Mike's extension. And so the exact same user credentials are available to be put on a multitude of phones, and people just call my main extension, and whichever phone I happen to be at, I can answer. But I still have control. I don't want phones on my cell phone. I don't run that app. I don't want phones on the home phone. I put the home phone on Do Not Disturb. So I still have control, but when I want that reachability and accessibility, then I have it. So my cell phone actually becomes an extension on the PBX. So from that app on the cell phone, I dial extension 7008, and I'm calling Tim in Vancouver, British Columbia. So it's very exciting, very easy. And we're very excited to incorporate a phone into the browser. That's our unified communications platform called MyOnSIP. And in one browser interface, you get to see everyone in your PBX and their current phone status, whether they have a phone registered or not, and whether or not they are on a phone call right that second. And whether they are available for instant messaging, for chat, and you can instant message them through that same interface. You can drag and drop call transfer. The whole phone tag problem goes away because, I want to call Rob. Oh, look, Rob's on a call. I'm not going to call him. I'll send him an instant message or I'll send him an email instead. Yeah. And in that same browser, I can enable a phone. And then so I'm up in a conference room. I'm not at my desk where my phone is, and I'm going to be there for a couple hours. I'm either in a meeting or working on something. I can enable the phone in my browser on my laptop, and now my phone is with me wherever I go. So very, very exciting. Lots of fun.
Convenient. Okay.
So all in one interface. It's a phone, it's instant messaging, it's presence, it's all there, it's free, it's part of the service, it's really great.
Yeah, I like the idea of being able to see everyone in my company in a browser, but also know when they're available and when they're not. It would definitely save a lot of time, and it would also boost effective communication between me and them. It would be really cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no question. Especially when you're in multiple offices, like I'm here in the Pennsylvania office, just outside of Philadelphia. Our main office is in New York. We have a finance office in New Jersey. But with this system, I can see everyone in the company. I can see who's available. And one quick dial them. I don't have to remember everyone's extension. I can just click on their name and dial them. And I can see when people are on a call and do something else. So just the productivity goes through the roof. It's really great.
Nice. All right. Okay, so let's see. Today is September 25th, and next week, October 2nd, is the first day of the conference sessions for IT Expo West, and then the 3rd to the 5th are the expo and the conference sessions. We know that on the 4th, I believe, the Thursday night is the all-conference party. I'll have to put into the article exactly where, but it's somewhere on 6th Street. Do you remember where? It's okay if you don't. I know it's the
Spasmodics.
It's the Spasmodics.
I'm going to show up, and they're going to tell me where to go. I'll have my they'll throw an on-sip T-shirt on me and say, go out and talk to bars. And
there you go. Anyway, so do you know your booth number? If not, I'll put that in the article, too. I'll look it up later. I know our booth is 227.
You know, that's something I should have, but no, I don't have that.
We'll get
it's another one of those I show up and they tell me where to go.
People like bosses like you.
Luckily, we have some great employees here keep me on track.
So the website address, though, of your company, what's the one that if people want to go find out more
that on? I know. www.onsip, O-N-S-I-P, www.onsip.com.
Awesome. That's great.
Our Twitter, we have a very, very active Twitter feed, and that's just onsip, so twitter.com/onsip, O-N-S-I-P.
All right. Well, Mike, I really appreciate it. Mike Oath is the one we've been talking to. He is the CEO, creator of OnSip, and you're going to see him maybe at a booth at the IT Expo itself, running around actively involved in the conference sessions and so forth. So, again, I appreciate, Mike, that you agreed to let me interview you and share this online where others can go back and listen. And looking forward to meeting you in person.
Great. Me too, Suzanne. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure.